The following program is brought to you by the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, and I'm Pastor Schulze.
God has the power to do anything. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. This broadcast comes to you each week at this time over the station. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray today for thy sacred anointing on this declaration of thy word. In the name of Jesus, amen. We're continuing a study of the book of Exodus, and today I shall take you to Exodus 4, but before I read this text to you, let me give you a little background. The children of Israel, that is the Jewish people, had lived in the land of Egypt for 400 years. God said to Abraham, the first Jew, that his seed would first live in Egypt and be afflicted in Egypt for 400 years before they would be delivered out of that country to come to their own place. Now in Exodus 4, we see Moses, the leader, the deliverance leader, being prepared to get the children of Israel out of Egypt. And so our text begins with Moses responding to God. God told Moses, go to Egypt and bring the people out. And here's Moses' response. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it, and it became a rod in his hands. That they believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. Now, dear, once again, my topic is God can do anything. Of course, in saying that, I'm not telling anything new. You already know that, don't you? The reason why I'm telling you this is because all of us easily forget that God can do anything when we most need to remember it. That's our problem. Recall Paul and Silas, the two apostles. They were beaten up and they were put into the inner prison, into maximum security. And they were put into prison presumably before sunset. And from what we can tell, they didn't have anything to say till midnight. It took them about 4 to 5 hours before they could get the eyes of the desperate situation which they were in, which told them that they were not going to get out of this alive. But by the midnight hour, all of a sudden, it occurred to them that God can do anything. And the great miracles that God had done for his people from the beginning of times came to their remembrance, and they began to praise the Lord and sing songs, and God brought deliverance. Yes, God can do anything. We know that, but how long does it take for us to remember that when we really need to remember it? The truth that God can do anything is so high, so holy, so powerful, that the devil does everything he can to make us forget it, when we need to remember it the most. I've pastored for 30 years plus, and I've observed that most churchgoers, when they are in a difficult place, they panic. They don't remember that God can do anything. When everything goes right, they remember it, but then they don't need to remember it. But when they need to remember it, then they forget it. So there's the news of leukemia or diabetes or cancer, and then there's panic. Or there's a stroke, and there's panic. Or the stock market goes down for the investors, and there's panic. Or there's a loss of a job, or a house is lost in a fire. Or there's a loss of a wedding ring, or a check, or a passport, or a ticket on the way to the airport. And my friend, there's discouragement and panic. If in all of these cases, we would all remember, as Paul and Silas did at the midnight hour, that God can do anything, that God knows all about our needs, and that God loves us, and that we are his children, And he will see to it that we get some help. If he can only remember that. If we could only face all the problems with the greatest of calm as Moses faced the Red Sea in front of him and the Egyptian army behind him with the greatest of calm by simply saying to his people, his unbelieving people, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Yes, as far as we know, everyone in those days panicked except Moses. God had already done 10 great miracles for Israel, and the last one was only hours away. And here they were facing a critical situation, and just in a few hours they had forgotten. In the time of crisis, they had forgotten that God can do anything, and they panicked. My friend, how close do we have to walk with God to never ever forget that God can do anything when we need to know it in the time of crisis? There's something wonderful to be said about the benefit of intimacy with God. Intimacy with God helps you not to forget, ever to forget, even in the darkest hour, in the most critical time, that God can do anything and that He is our mighty deliverer. He will show Himself strong on behalf of those who love Him and obey Him. But friend, it costs you all. You have to be intimate with God. There are great dividends that come to us through this intimate relationship with our Lord Jesus. Oh, the dividends are sky high. Would you like to have a life where there's no panic, where there's no forgetting about the power of God, the love of God? Yes, yes, there is such a life if you're willing to pay the price for it. So there's a price to be paid to get all that God has for us. Don't believe those false prophets who say that everything in Christianity can be gotten for nothing, that everything is free. Dear one, this is not what my Bible tells me. My Bible tells me that all the disciples of Jesus, beginning with Peter, James, and John, forsook all they had. They forsook all their plans and all the earthly things and all their ideas in order to follow Jesus to get all that He had for them. The formula has not changed. How many of you in these days have claimed the prayer of Jabez? Jabez possibly prayed one of the most perfect prayers that anyone could ever pray. It's recorded in the Bible, and the prayer consists of four wonderful petitions. He said, God bless me. Secondly, God deliver me from evil. Thirdly, he prayed, God expand my coasts. And fourthly, he prayed, God be with me. Four wonderful petitions, and it says God granted his petitions. So thousands of people have prayed this prayer. But I want to tell you, my friend, we need to read the condition of the heart of Jabez that caused this prayer to be answered. And that is that the Bible says that Jabez was more honorable, more noble than all his brethren. He was an outstanding man of God who paid the price for intimacy with God. And therefore God granted him all his petitions. If he were a layman today in our church, he would raise the standard of purity, of holiness every time he would step into the sanctuary. He would raise the level of prayer, of intercession to the Lord. He would be raising a level of helpfulness. He would be raising, my friend, the level of excellence in every workplace and every home. It says Jabez was more honorable than all his brethren. That is why God answered his prayer. So, my friend, intimacy has something to do with faith. Now, this giant of a man, Moses, we see between the Red Sea and the raging Egyptian army, this calm giant began his journey of a, quote, that God can do anything faith, unquote, right here in Exodus chapter 4. And we see here in this text that Moses started like all of us. He was not born with an attitude that approached every panic with the greatest of calm, saying, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Moses experienced his first miracle is at the beginning of a faith in Exodus 4 that was shaky, but that would lead him to a faith of Exodus 14 that was unshakable. So God said to Moses, bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. And Moses, my friend, responded with giving God four negatives. The first one is, but Lord. That's a negative. The second one is, they will not believe. The third negative is, they will not hearken to my voice. And the fourth one is, they will say, the Lord has not appeared unto you. Is there anything in this verse, in Moses' response to God, that inspires you, that lifts you, or challenges you? Moses started weak in faith. He had four negatives in his faith. We all start weak in faith, but we must not stay there. We all must move from Exodus 4 to Exodus 14 in our faith, where the panicking stops and the calmness comes in. So God responded to Moses and said, what do you have in your hand? And Moses said, a rod. And God said, cast it on the ground, and the rod became a serpent. And then God said, take it by the tail. Oh, how do we feel about serpents, my dear friend? How do we feel about those things? How many of you would take a serpent by the tail? How difficult is it to get a hold of a tail of a serpent before the serpent puts its teeth into your hand? We don't know whether this was a poisonous serpent or not, but it was certainly an impressive serpent, a large serpent, and it was certainly one of the fastest serpents that ever was on the face of the earth, because it consumed all the serpents of Pharaoh's servants. Take it by the tail. Oh, my friend, God had already done one miracle. He'd already done a miracle by transforming a rod into a serpent, and Moses believed if God can do that, he can do anything. He then certainly could help him to pick up the serpent without being bitten. I'll tell you, my friend, we're climbing, aren't we here? Faith begins to be born in the heart of Moses, and absolute obedience follows. My friend, and obedience said that if I perish, I perish, but I will obey God. I will grab a hold of this tail and expect a miracle. I believe God can help me. I can hear Moses say, I believe the God who turned a rod into a serpent can turn a serpent into a rod, and this can all occur without me being bitten. God can do anything. Moses believed God. Moses obeyed God. And here Moses started on the first mile of a, quote, God can do anything life, which took him all the way into Egypt, which empowered him to bring a whole nation out of an enemy nation, and my friend, which caused him to make it all the way to the shores of the Jordan River, and from there all the way to the Mount of Transfiguration, where he and Elijah stood with Jesus, transformed, transfigured in his divine glory and splendor in the presence of Peter and James and John. Moses' unbelief began to be buried in Exodus chapter 4 in the serpent miracle. On the way of believing that God could do anything at any time. And Moses here began to be on the way to become a person who could not forget in the times of panic, in deepest distress, that God the Almighty could do anything and would do anything to take care of his precious children. He paid the price. The price was absolute surrender to God. And that absolute surrender, once again, leads to intimacy with the Lord and helps us to remember what we need to remember when we need to remember it. I am Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. Goodbye now until next week.
In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.